This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Deep Space High, Destination Mars.
Jump into your wormhole and travel to Deep Space High. The school is space. But hurry, because lessons are about to begin.
Right, you lot. Now, one of the most important features of the ExoMars rover is its drill. Anyone know why?
So we can put up some shelves.
This drill bores downwards, not into walls, you daft earthling.
Is it to build things on the surface?
Nope. I'll give you a clue. Can you remember what the primary purpose of the ExoMars rover is?
To find the existence of the fabled Mars subsonic skate park and swimming pool?
Which doesn't exist.
That is not the primary mission objective, Quark, or indeed any objective.
The primary purpose is to look for evidence of life, past or present.
Thank you, Stats. Now we're getting somewhere. As we've seen, robots on Mars will face all sorts of challenges, from landing to surviving extremes of temperature and getting around, all before it's taken a single sample. But taking samples from the surface is unlikely to reveal any great results. And here's a clue why.
Water?
But I thought finding water was a good thing. Isn't that something that's often evidence of living organisms?
Well, it can be. Most of the water on Mars is frozen, and the ice on the surface has a type of salt in it, which is strong enough to kill most types of life.
So I guess there's no point taking a sample from the top layer of soil.
Very little point at all if you're looking for organisms. Thing is, even if you dig a bit deeper, you're still not likely to find anything. Anyone know why?
Is it too cold for anything to survive?
That's a good idea. But many organisms cope just fine with the cold. It's more to do with this. Here's a clue. The sun.
UV radiation from the sun doesn't just give you a suntan. It can kill off living things, especially somewhere like Mars where the atmosphere is so thin. That, and another type of radiation called ionizing radiation, do a really good job of killing off anything that's in the soil, down to a level of 1.5 meters, presuming anything was there to start with. So that's why they need to drill.
Exactly. The ExoMars rover will be equipped with a drill that's able to take samples up to 2 metres below the surface, where they will have been protected from harsh solar radiation. The samples will be analysed on board the rover and the results sent to scientists on Earth.
So the drill will get past all the radiated salty Earth to get to the good stuff. Why don't they make the drill even deeper? Like a mile deep. Imagine what they might find then.
Sam, look at the size of the rover. If it had a drill a mile long, it would have to be the size of a dinosaur.
Absolutely right, Stats. In the future, deeper drills may be practical, but the ExoMars rover is designed to be light and agile. It can't carry very heavy equipment or large drills. It would take too much power to get around.
Hey, maybe they'll find dinosaurs under the surface.
Well, I have to say that the chances of that are slightly higher than finding a skate park.
Deep Space High, Destination Mars. With support from the UK Space Agency. Find out more at funkidslive.com/space.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.